very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington at this Thursday, May the 12th, 2016. Welcome to the women's segment, the women's roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are continuing our conversation on human trafficking of women to foreign lands, especially Kuwait, where we heard that they were victims of human trafficking after a human trafficking ring allegedly hired the women on pretext that they were going to get jobs but ended up as sex slaves or were being mistreated. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And the live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 5940 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But women, as you know out there, China Chemadzimai Nasi is your day every Thursday. Join us.
Ungolesine lwabo mama olwabesifazane. Sitholakala njalo ebulenjini. We are on the web, on the internet, on voazimbabwe.com, loba ku voashona.com, loba njalo ku voandebele.com.
And we are happy to announce that we are also now live streaming from our Facebook pages. So please join us right away so you can be in the conversation. And also don't forget to like our VOA Shona, our VOA Ndebele, and also VOA Studio 7 Facebook pages, and join in the conversation. We are live streaming right now.
Sikhona ebulenjini esikhuluma kunje ku Facebook ku VOA Ndebele. Hambani khona, liyasibona khona hapo. Lihleli ingene kungxoxo yethu namhlanje.
The government of Zimbabwe, through the Minister of Home Affairs, is committed to fight human trafficking and to ensure that victims of trafficking are protected and reintegrated into the society via the right channels.
We would like to find ways to work with the government on human trafficking. I'm sure you all understand that this is modern-day slavery, that people are trafficked for labor as well as sex. And the International Office of Migration and others are here. This is something that comes out of poverty, and people who are evil take advantage of it.
We have just had a debate right now in Parliament, and I'm quite excited that for the first time I invited my sisters to join me in a demonstration in the House. Basically, after I had made the presentation, I invited my sisters to join me on sitting down on the floor to be able to express that we have not been treated fairly, and that pretending to sit on the chairs and pretending to be treated like equal people who make equal representation is basically a myth and a lie. And that until the Minister of Foreign Affairs, in particular over this issue of Kuwait, addresses the issues that we have raised, we will continue to sit on the floor. So I'm happy that my sisters joined me. I actually don't mind even if they don't continue sitting. But today, the fact that across party lines, women just left their chairs and sat on the floor of Parliament, for me is a big demonstration of how serious this thing is being taken.
I'm Prisca Mfumira, the Minister of Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare. A word of advice to young ladies looking for work in countries which they are not familiar with, to be very careful, because we've had very serious incidents of young girls who had gone to work in Kuwait and they came back reporting very serious abuse, and we are investigating to find out exactly what was happening to them. 32 ladies had arrived over the weekend, and we expect many more to come. So the word of advice is for ladies not to venture into countries which they are not familiar with, either the culture, the language, and everything. Just be cautious. tukuyambira vasikana nemadzimai zvikuru kuti vasaende kunotsvaga mabasa kunyika dzavatisingazive nekuti pane vamwe vakanoitwa vatapwa kunyika kwavanga vaenda vachifunga kuti vari kunoshanda. Saka sehurumende tiri kuongorora kuti tinyatsoona kuti zvii zvakanyatsoitika kune vasikana ivava. Kune vasikana 32, 32 vakauya pawekendi zvinosiririsa ende kuri kunzi kune vamwe vakawanda kukuwait ikoko. Saka tiri kumboongorora sehurumende tione kuti matanho angatorwe ndaari. Asi vasikana tapota musaende kunyika dzamusingazivi kune tsika dzamusingazivi nemutauro wamusingazivi muchitsvaga mari. Munozongodzoka sezvaita vamwe venyu vadzoka vasina kana charainacho asi vadyiswa hunhu hwavo.
Aiwa vana vari raiti zvavo vari kufara sindaicho mamwe vakadzoka. Hapana kungofamba chete tongodzoka munhu wakadaro. Dai kurudzi takawanawo kana esati taitawo mabhizinesi at least zviri nani ukawanawo chokuita kana tukaita huku dzemabroiler zvine zvakangonaka kuti unotosimukawo kubva ipapo.
Ndivone ngani yekuti eZimbabwe wana kula musebenzi tuva vanhu vatina vehlezi. So nxa mude ngafika ethi ngizethaya eDubai uyakwanisa ukuhamba ufike house girl for iminyaka eyi-4 kodwa abasuhambisa abanye sisiyasebenza. So I think most of the times abantu baye beqilwa ngakhona okho ukuthi akula msebenzi. So asihambeni sisebenza kwamanye amazwe befike ngani sebesibe ngama-sex workers, prostitutes khonokho nje.
Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at human trafficking of women to foreign countries like Kuwait, where they were victims of human trafficking rings, which allegedly were mistreating them and some were being used as commercial sex workers against their will. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
MDC legislator Priscilla Misahirambwe Mshonga, who was part of the delegation that assisted in bringing back the 32 women from Kuwait, marvelous, says today women parliamentarians from across party lines stage a sit-in protest against human trafficking as a way of signaling their disgust at the practice. Mshonga says she is pleased that the United States government has committed to assist to end human trafficking.
On that note, PJ, we saw today the United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Harry Thomas Jr., at a breakfast meeting announcing that his government would be working with Zimbabwe to end human trafficking through IOM, the International Office of Migration, and other organizations. And I had the pleasure of speaking to Misa Irambwi earlier on. Let's hear what her views are on the issue, which she said she welcomed the ambassador's commitment.
Well, we welcome all efforts that can be put onto this process. In fact, we are happy that the United States in particular is beginning to speak out on this particular issue. Because one of the issues that disappointed some of us was that while we were in Kuwait, we did not necessarily have the response of people like the United States, who normally are very outspoken on this particular issue. So even the embassy, the American embassy in Kuwait, had not issued a statement by the time we were there. So I greatly appreciate a statement that would be coming from the United States on this particular issue, because it does raise the stakes, and particularly if it is raised around the countries to which the U.S. has good relations with, they then would understand that this very issue needs also to be dealt with in terms of the laws in Kuwait.
And also, were you able to take up this issue in Parliament after getting back from Kuwait?
Yes, we have just had a debate right now in Parliament, and I'm quite excited that for the first time I invited my sisters to join me in a demonstration in the House. Basically, after I had made the presentation, I invited my sisters to join me on sitting down on the floor to be able to express that we have not been treated fairly. And that pretending to sit on the chairs and pretending to be treated like equal people who make equal representation is basically a myth and a lie. And that until the Minister of Foreign Affairs, in particular over this issue of Kuwait, addresses the issues that we have raised, we will continue to sit on the floor. I'm happy that my sisters joined me. I actually don't mind even if they don't continue sitting. But today, the fact that across party lines, women just left their chairs and sat on the floor of Parliament, for me, is a big demonstration of how serious this thing is being taken.
That there we just heard from MDC and parliamentarian Priscilla Misihairambi Mushonga in Harare.
And over 200 women are believed to have been trafficked in Kuwait after unscrupulous agents negotiating raw deals for them and promising milk and honey, which turned into broken dreams and promises. More than 40 women have managed to return home so far after escaping from their employers and seeking assistance from the Zimbabwe embassy in Kuwait. The women then went into shelter and received assistance from family and friends for tickets to go back home.
Yes, and on that issue, would like to hear from you, our listeners, what your views are. So please go to Facebook. We are streaming live. Go to our VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and also Studio 7 Live Talk, so we can have a conversation, PJ.
Yeah. Siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu kulabo abasanda kusixhuma. Lamhlanje lilenhlanhla yamaSwazi ngoba liyenelisa ukuthi liluzwe lolu hlelo emoyeni ebulenjini enkundleni yokuzilibazisa eFacebook. Sikhuluma kanje lukhona uhlelo kuVOA Ndebele. Hambani khona ngale liye kwenza like ikhasi lethu eleVOA Ndebele. Ikanti ke namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu asiyihluzeni bomama kungolwesine njenje siphindela kudaba lwethu loluya olwabesifazane abathenjiswa abahugwa beyengwa ngokuqilwa bekuthiwa bathenjiswa imisebenzi kwamanye amazwe. Kwakusenzakala kudala kusenzakala kubo South Africa abantwana bethwalwa besuka esigabeni seMandebeleni besiwa eSouth Africa ngabo malayitsha bafike khona ngale bagqilazwe. Benziwe abafazi abanye njalo bangeniswe kumsebenzi wokuthengisa ucansi. Ikanti ke khathesi sokusabalele emazweni wonke womhlaba kwaze kwayafika khona ngale ngase Middle East kubo Kuwait. Lapho ke okuthola okufunyenwe khona ukuthi abantwana amantombazana kanye labesifazane bathwele nzima bathi sebefika khona ngale bagqilazwe njalo babanjwe ngamandla ukungena emsebenzini wokuthengisa ucansi. Ikho ke kwaba baliqula ayeledalela eParliamente elaya khona ngale lafika la yenelisa ukuthi lihlenge abesifazana abasebebuthene kushelter babathengela amatikiti bathengelwa amatikiti ngulwana baba othwa nguse weekend
Chivayo
ye wanceda kakhulu khona lapho kulolodaba asikuchiyeni kunjalo.
Aiwa, iPJ Iroidama nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kutarisa nyaya yekubatwa kwemadzimai senhapwa kunze kwenyika uko vari kuenda vachinoshava. Tisina ndisandaramba nchienderera mberi tombonzwa kubva kuna amai Misi Hairambwi Mushonga vachitaura ivo nezvavakasangana nazvo kuKuwait uyezve zvavakazoita vadzoka munyika.
Tinozvitambira sekutaura kwakuita kuti tinotambira munhu wese ari kupinda munyaya ino kuti nyaya iri kutonetsa munyika kwete muZimbabwe chete asi kakuru kakuru muAfrica. Kana United States yati iri kuda kubatsira zvakanaka chaizvo, ndingabva ndatokutaurira mabvi kuti chimwe chechinhu chakanga chisina kundifadza taimu yatikati kuKuwait ndechekuti zonyika dzakaita sana United States dzanga dzisina kusumudza mazwi ayo vachiona zvese izvi zvichiitika nekutambudzika kwese kwanga kuchiita embassy yedu iri kuKuwait. Zvikatanga kutaurwa nenyika dzakaita sana United States dzine kudyidzana kwakanaka nenyika dzakaita sana Kuwait, zvinoita kuti nyaya iyi isimudzirwe zvakare iite mukumbira wainofanira kungori kuita kuti tibatirane pamwe chete panyaya iyoyi.
Makati imi muchakwidza nyaya iyoyi yemadzimai ari kubatwa senhapwa kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana muparamende, zviri kufamba sei pari zvino?
Pari zvino tabata iyo nyaya yeKuwait, tabva taita chiratidzo chandifadza chaizvo nekuti pandapedza kutaura paripoti yange yapiwa navaparadzi ndabva ndataura kuti kazhinji tinouya kuno kuparamende semadzimai tichitaura zvakadiwa zvinoitwa zvedu asi zvinongopfuura zvisina munhu anenge achimbozviperera. Saka zvinoratidza kuti tinozvinyepera kana tichiuyawo tichimiramira chaizvo tichiti tiri maMP tichigarawo pamacheya paya tichitariswa sevanhu vane kodzero dzakafanana nedzevarume. Asi kana zvinhu zvichiitwa zvichiratidza kuti pane kakudzvanyirira, pane kakusaona kuti nyaya dzemadzimai inyaya hombe, tabva ndabva nangoti ini kubvira nhasi kana nyaya yekuKuwait isati yagadzirwa nezvatakumbira kuti zvinge zvichiitwa nehurumende ndinenge ndichigara pasi ndikabva ndakumbirawo vanasisi vangu vanamai vangu vari muparlamendi kuti vanenge vachikwanisa kuti vagare neni pasi tigare tese tese tabva taburuka pamachira pedu tikagara pasi hazvina kunge zvati munhu weMDC hazvina kuti munhu wei madzimai ese zvakangosangana vekuMDC nevekuzanu vabva vagara pasi chaipo chaipo muparlamendi sechiratidzo chedu kune murume umwe chete vamaridadi vabva vagarawo pasi vakati aiwa ini ndiri kuda kugarawo pasi nemadzimai nokuti nyaya yenyu ndiri kuinzwisisa.
We heard there from MDCN parliamentarian Ms. Priscilla Misairambwi Mushonga, who we believe, PJ, we have on the line right now, so I'll ask you to take her.
Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, honorable.
Yebo, linjani.
Hayi, siyaphila.
Yebo.
Ye, nguwe okade usihambele khona ngale ngaseKuwait waphenduka wabikela idale lephalamende ukuthi kuhambe njani. Ungasichazisela ngamafitshane.
Athi sifakile indaba le parliament namhla. Ah iqale yafakwa ngu honorable Paradza ngasengilandela mina. Sikhulumile sibili ukuthi kwahamba njani sise Kuwait. Sakhuluma njalo ngokuhlukuluzwa lokho esakuzwa abantwana besitshela ngakho. Lalabo abantwana abanye engakhuluma labo mina efonini kwesikhathi nganginikwa amafoni ngabantu ngapha ekhaya. Bethi dinga umntwana endaweni ethile. Ngithi ngamdinga enxa ngisathi ngiyakhuluma laye ukuthi ngithi khona hayi zwana nxa susiyachitha izibi. Ungabona i-taxi ngicela uhlungene ku-taxi uhambe embassy. Ngithi ngiphakathi ahlajamulela ifoni ngihle ngizuthi sokhanya ngazathi kuzasala kuyinkinga. Ngikhona ngale ngingazi ukuthi kumbuya sale chaya kumbuya sale valelwa kumbe kuyabe kuhamba njani. Sikubambile konke khonokho. Sakhuluma njalo ukuthi sifuna ukuthi uhulumende ayenzeni ngakho ukuthi hashi le ayisonto emeli banje ngaboshivayo asonto emeli banje ngabanye abantu thina siyawazi amazwi amaningi ukuthi nxa umuntu wangakini ebanjiwe ekwelinye ilizwe kuyavuka impi sibili lizama ukuthi liyethatha wangakini kanti thina siyihulumende bani engaboniyo ukuthi nxa kuyikuthi kulezi zalwana zethu sizihlalele nje sithule sithi tu angazathi akulanto eyenzakalayo.
Ye, kuthe kwenzekalani ke ngemva kwalokho eParliament?
Ye, ngihle ngathi khona mina hachi sesidiniwe thina ngoba silokho esikhuluma izinto. Kakhulu kakhulu nxa kuyizinto zabo mama. Ngoba uyabona ukuthi abantwana bonke bona laba abahambile akula ndoda, akula mfana, ngabantwana kuphela abangamankazana. Ngahle ngathi akuncede ukuthi sesigeze esitulweni zona lezi lathi sithwa khona singama honorable members, ngama honorable members aphi nxa kuyikuthi sibanjwa njengakhonokho singabafazi. Ngathi ngathi mina nxa khonoku esikukhulumele kungalungiswanga mina ngizabe ngisithi ngangena eParliament hachi angihlale esitulweni ngizabe ngihlezi phansi. So ngahle ngayehla ngayehla esitulweni sami ngahlala phansi ngacela njalo osisi bami omama bami baseParliament ukuthi abafuna ukungijoyina kabangijoyine. Okungithabisileyo ukuthi hayi bahlalile sibili abafazi bayehlile esitulweni zabo bahlala. Namhle eParliament abafazi abaningi bebehlezi phansi sibili. Andakuzange kube ukuthi kumbe ngowe-MDC kumbe ngowezanu abafazi jikelele eParliament khonaphana bahambe bayahlala phansi kube lo baba oyedwa uMaridadi laye ogcine lathi ehlala lathi phansi wathi hayi mina ngiyin-solidarity ngifunda ngihlalelani phansi. Yikho sizakwenza lokhu ukuze kulungiseke. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi abanye sebengabantu abadala ukuze bahluphe ukuthi shwa lamaqolo nalabo babehlezi phansi kodwa ngiyathaba nje ukuthi namhla bahambile bavumelene sonke sivumelane sahlala phansi.
Kuyinto ejabulisa leyo.
Thank you there, honorable Ms. Irambuye Mushonga. We also have another guest, PJ, who's joining us. This is Mrs. Nyaradzai Gumbonjwanda, the AU Goodwill Ambassador on Early Child Marriages. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for keeping on the issue of human trafficking public on your agenda and on the media.
If you can just give us your take. We heard in Harare today the U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe saying they are going to work with the Zimbabwe government through organization like IOM. What's your view?
I think it's important to have as many stakeholders coming in to support the Zimbabwean effort.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is also important that international partners and governments are also able to significantly support the Zimbabwean institutions.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure that the interministerial committee is strongly supported, is functioning. We're able to have the prevention work. We are able to have the investigations prioritized. We are able to have those who are in Kuwait repatriated to to come back home. I think it's also important that governments like the U.S. also support community women's groups and other local Zimbabwean groups, because they are going to be very responsible for the reintegration. They will always live with the women. They are part and parcel of their lives. So in addition to the collaboration and the support to IOM, I call as well for a strong support to women's networks, community groups, not only in Harare, but also in the various cities, in the various towns, because that's where the issues lie.
Amai gumbodzwanda kune mamwe madzimai nevanasikana vangange vakateerera pane ino nguva vanonge pamwe pane vamwe vachiri kutotsvagwa kuti vaende iko kuKuwait nedzimwewo nyika dziri kunze kweZimbabwe. Zvii zvamungavayambire?
Yambiro yekutanga ndeyekuti unofanira kuongorora kana pane ari kukutetera, kana kuti ari kuti ramangwana rako rakanaka, kana uri kunyika yakati kwanzi kwabuda mabasa. Nyatsoongorora usati waendesa mapepa ako. Chechipiri, tsvaga kuti uzive kuti ungazobatsirikana sei kana waveko, kana zvawafambira zvisina kufamba zvakanaka. Saka ziva pane embassy yako, ziva namba dzemunhu waunozokondakta kana wapinda mudambudziko. Asi zvinonyanyisisa kukosha ndezvekuti dai waro munhu wese aedza kuti, dai hurumende yaedza kuseketedza kuti ramangwana ranakira, vana veZimbabwe vawana mabasa.
Aiwa, pakanaka pakadaro, PJ.
Woti mbuyele kunkosikazi Priscilla Misa Irambwi Mshonga. Imbuzo embili, nkutazo bani ongayipha abantwana ukuthi benze njani kumbe labo labazali lapho nxa sebeqiliwe okwakuqala? Okwesibili, ulibona njani icebo leli eli kumbe umbiko owethulwe ngummeli weMelika eZimbabwe umnumzana Thomas esithi yena usefuna laye ukuthi ancedise ngenhlanganiso ezifana labo IOM abantwana bona laba abathunjwayo besiyakwenziwa izigqili?
Okokuqala yikho khonokho ngabona umama uGumbudzwanda ukuphethe ukuthi khona manxa usiza ukuthi kumele uhambe ulo msebenzi onje, ngiyacela bakithi zama ukuthi ubuze abanye. Kaningi nengokwenzakalayo uyabobona ngazathi umuntu hayi sekulungisele sibile impilo yakho, ubuse usenza ngasathi uyayifihla into yangkhona. Nxa uyifihlile kokwenza ukuthi ungazuzi uncedo. Nxa kuyikuthi uyesaba ukuhamba kumahofisi akahulumende, kulama-NGO amaningi abo mama, ngena nje ufike ubuze nje kulo muntu osethe ngenze lokhu lalokhu, kumele ngihambe ngithile ngithi, baza kuncedisa ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi izinto zangkhona zihamba njani. Lapha eParliament khona phana sikhona mama aliyaliswa bakithi ngihlanantshela abantwana ukuthi eParliament yiParliament yenu. Ngena nje khona phana lanxa ukwazi ibizo lami kuphela, ufike khona phana uthi ngicela ukubona uMshonga, ngicela ukubona uGubhe, ngicela ukubona, uyabuza enwana oyabufuna, ufike uzame ukuze ukuthi kuyabe kuhamba njani. Ungaphongi uphuma ekhaya uhamba. Siyakwazi ukuthi khonapha sikhale ngxe ngento zeKuwait, abanye khonapha baphakathi koDube ngxe baseSouth Africa,
engxe
abanye baseBotswana. Yikuthi le yindaba enjani esiphumele egcekeni. Kodwa akula ndaba nxa uphuma elizweni lakho, zama ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi amaphepha akho ame njani. Ungafika kubheda ngikhona ngale, uzagijima uye ngaphi kwangikhona. Njalo lakhonokho ukuthi kumele ukwazi ukuthi embassy yakho ingaphi, usuvele usukwazi ungakasuki khona. Thina besisithi ungakasuki uhlutshele abantu be-embassy ukuthi kulo msebenzi othile kuthiwa ngibuye. Akula muntu ozakuvalela nxa umsebenzi kumele uwuthole, kodwa kungcono ukuze ukuthi izinto zihamba njani.
Lilemukela ngayiphi indlela umbiko lo oka-ambassador weMelika?
Hayi, lo siyamukela sibili. Besisithi ngakula amazwe amaningi akhuluma ngendaba le ukwenzela ukuthi siyithutshise. Anti uyabona ukuthi kwathi kuqalisa into zabomalaria zagijinyiswa, kwahle kwaziwa abantu bakwazi ukuthi uyadinga umuthi onje, uyadinga nxa ufuna ukuzivikela kumalaria, yikho okwenzayo. Le AIDS satsho njalo, le ngeyinye AIDS, i-human trafficking. esimele siyibambe sonke sifake phezulu ngiyathaba kakhulu nxa kuyikuthi amazwe njengabo US ngoba kuza ukuthi ukuthi amanye lawo amazwe aza ngenela bathi kakhulu kakhulu mina bengifuna ukuthi khonapha eSadaki khonapha oBotswana oSouth Africa oLesotho sonke sibambane so ukwenzela ukuthi indaba leyi ihlimemetheke iphele phezulu ukwenzela ukuthi singaqali sizwe futhi ukuthi kulabantu lapha manje njalo.
PJ, it seems they're both our guests, Mrs. Nkumbo Njanda and Honorable Priscilla Misera Mbui Mushonga, agreeing that people, when they are asked to go outside the country, they need to know their embassies. They need to let their relatives know where they're going.
And so also consult even other organizations, women organizations, all other international organizations.
Yes, and on that note, PJ, we would also just like to thank all our valued viewers that are viewing us live on Facebook on all our three platforms, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and also Studio 7's Live Talk page. We really welcome you. We know our phones are a bit of a problem today, but we are trying in our best to call you so we can have a conversation with you, but we welcome you. And please don't forget to live stream with us every day, PJ.
Yeah. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi namhlanje sibe lenhlanhla yamaSwazi sikhona lapha ekhasini lethu ele Facebook ele VOA Ndebele sikhuluma kanje bonke abakhulumayo kulolu hlelo namhlanje silonke sikazi Priscilla Misa Irambu Kimshonga ukhona la khona apha ekhasini lethu ele Facebook lapho si streama live kanye lonke sikazi Nyaradza Igumbo Njanda la ukhona khona lapha ecingweni nganye lasekhasini lethu.
Ehe, PJ, kune vavo vakatiteerera pari zvino. Tiri pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona. Munogona kuenda ipapo kana kukokana hama neshamwari mufariro page iroro nekuti tinogona kunge tiri kutotaura nemi izvezvi. Ndinoziva kuti pane vazhinji vari kutumira ma message nevamwe vada kutaura nesu asi nhare dzedu nhasi hadzisi kunyatsoita zvakanaka. Asi takadaro zvedu tichienderera mberi chikurukura nevanyarikane vatiri ravo pano. Nekuti tiri kutarisa nyaya yekutapwa kwemadzimai kunze kwenyika. Hakusi kukuwait chete, PJ. Kune vamwe vari kunana South Africa kana imo muno muAmerica. Tine mumwe mudzimai watinoziva akauya kuno achinzi ari kuuya kubasa asi akasvikobatwa senhapwa. Ehe.
Abanye vangkona vacina mavelasi sebethengiswa ucansi kumbe babe ngama-sexual commercial sex workers. Ngendlela ezijiyeneyo kubo South Africa ngengakhuluma lomunye umama obesithi bona basuka besenza i-double up. Bathi sebefike ngale sebechaphele ngale emesina bathwala yimota ngumalayitsha. Bathi befika eJoburg kwathwana na izihlobo zabo labangane kumele baqale bababhadalele kumbe babahlawulele ukubathwala akwenze khona besuka emesina. Nxa ongabhadalelwanga uyaqala ayamenze yena umfazi yena lo umalayitsha. So kuba ludubo sibili. What I'm saying, Mav, is there are some women that were taken, especially from Matabeleland, that would walk across the border.
I think we have one. We have a caller who's been lucky enough to join our conversation. We'll continue, PJ.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Makadi.
Hello.
Hello, Makadi. Tinoku chingamiza ipano pachirongwa. Isisi Florence. Ehe, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nhasi tiri kutaurisa nyaya yekutapwa kwemadzimai kunze kwenyika. Munozviona sei?
30 seconds nekuti nguva dzacho dzinenge dzakuda kudyikana.
Vanhu vari kusungurudzwa zvakaipa kunze kwenyika uko, saka ndinotorwadziwawo chaizvo nekuti ini ndiri munhukadzi.
Chimbobatai ipapo. Batai zvenyu makadaro, tichadzoka kwamuri. To our guest, Mrs. Gumbo Njanda, and also Honorable Misi Hairambwi Mushonga, please stay on the line. And also Florence, who just joined us, please stay on the line as we migrate. You can catch us on www.voazimbabwe.com. And also remember, we are now streaming live on Facebook, so you can join the conversation on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and also our Live Talk VOA page. I'm Marvelous Mklanga Nyahuye saying stay tuned.
Mina Praxitis Jeremiah, kodwa lingakhohlwa ukubana siya streama live ku Facebook, siya continue ngohlelo lwethu.